You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Barrett. Coming up, we've got you covered for new holiday movie releases, picks for hits you may have missed this year, and favorites to win in next month's Golden Globes and Critics' Choice Awards. It's our 2023 wrap with Reggie, the real critic. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Steve Gotcher with a story about a holiday tradition that kicked off this weekend.
Posadas are an important part of Mexican Christmas tradition. These community celebrations take place on each of the 9 nights leading up to Christmas. The word posada means inn or shelter in Spanish. And in this tradition, Mary and Joseph's journey to Bethlehem and their search for a place to stay is reenacted. Angeli Soria grew up in Mexico, but now calls Milwaukee home. During a storytelling event hosted by Milwaukee's Ex Fabula, she described posadas in Mexico as a community event. But things changed when she came to the Midwest. In this edited version of her story, you'll hear Soria, as well as Megan McGee, Ex Fabula's executive director, translating.
It was when I came to the U.S. I came here in summer. On like the 10th of December, I didn't see anybody moving around on our block. And so I said to my mom, nothing's going on here. These people are really, like, boring. Yeah, why is everyone so calm? Why isn't there something going on?
So, in el día 16, que yo esperaba que hubiera posada.
So, on the 16th, when I figured, you know, there should be a posada going on,
salí a la calle y...
I went out to the street and I yelled, "This is a lie! There's nobody out here!"
Salgan!
Come on out!
Y yo gritando y tocando en algunas puertas.
And I was screaming and like knocking on doors.
Y alguien llamó a la policía.
Somebody called the police.
Yo estaba ahí parada, pues nadie salía y...
I was just there standing, like, nobody's coming out.
Me dijeron, me preguntaron, ¿qué haces tú aquí? Alguien dice que tú estás haciendo escándalo.
And they asked me, like, what are you doing here? Someone says that you're causing trouble.
Y yo le dije, bueno, sí, yo estaba preguntando a voz alta por qué nadie salía si era el día de las posadas.
Well, and I was just asking very loudly why no one was out here doing posadas.
Y me dijo, oh, ¿tú eres mexicana?
And they said, oh, you're Mexican?
Dije, sí, yeah. Pero también hay otros que no son mexicanos.
And I said, yes, but there's other people that aren't Mexican.
Dice, that's okay. Aquí es diferente, es quiet.
That's okay. Here it's different. It's very quiet during posadas.
Ve a una iglesia.
And he said, go to a church.
Allí vas a encontrar posada.
There you're going to find the posadas.
Y aún estando yo aquí... Anhelo tener ese tiempo que yo tuve allá.
And even though I'm here, you know, I remember what I had there. I remember those posadas.
Porque es mi cultura.
It's my culture.
Es algo con lo que crecí.
It's something I grew up with.
Y que al llegar a este país, lo rompí.
And when I came to this country, that tradition broke.
Y la razón es que se rompe es porque se acaba tu tradición. Y no es que tú... lo inicies es porque te estás adaptando a una nueva cultura.
And the reason that these traditions break, it's not that you like deliberately break it, but it's that you're adapting to another culture.
Y invitas amigos.
Maybe you invite friends.
Y conocen
over.
Tu cultura, tu tradición.
And they get to know your traditions, your culture.
Y algunas personas les gusta.
And some people love it.
La prueba está que ahora, no importando la raza, quebran piñatas.
You know, now, no matter what ethnicity or racial background you have, people are breaking piñatas.
En los cumpleaños.
Yeah.
Cumpleaños.
Yes.
Sí. Thank you for listening to me.
Mil gracias, eh?
Thanks to our friends at Ex Fabula, Milwaukee's very own storytelling and community building program, for sharing this story with us. You can hear the full story online at wisconsinlife.org. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Steve Gotcher.
Now, the holidays are always a chance to check out a few big-name movie releases or catch up on films from the past year that you finally have a few extra hours or maybe days to catch up on, streaming or if they're still in the theaters. Plus, we can look ahead to next year's fast-approaching awards season and get some nostalgia with a classic or two. Reggie the Real Critic is back with us. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What were your favorite movies of 2023? Are there ones you have plans to see over the next couple few weeks? Or do you need some advice from Reggie on what to see? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Reggie Ponder is resident critic for Vocalo Radio in Chicago and Garfield Lawndale Voice Chicago. He's a member of the Critics' Choice Association. You can find him on the social medias at The Real Critic. That's R-E-E-L-L, Critic. Reggie, welcome back.
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm glad to be back, and it's been a whirlwind since the strike has been over. Everybody's trying to promote their movies, and It's been a bit, so I'll tell you that much.
Well, let's get going into the movies now. We've got a couple of remakes, basically, that I'm seeing a lot of the ads for. Let's start with one, Wonka, now with Timothy Chalamet, yet another go at Willy Wonka. Here's a clip of the title character talking to the young actress Calla Lane, playing Wonka's assistant, Noodle.
What are you doing?
I'm making chocolate, of course. How do you like it?
I don't know. I've never had any.
You've never had chocolate?
Still no.
Well, lucky for you, Noodle, I have a selection of the world's finest ingredients right here in my travel factory.
Whoa.
Where to begin? That's the question. I know. Silver linings, made of condensed thunderclouds and liquid sunlight.
Did you always want to make chocolate?
No. Back when I was your age, I wanted to be a magician. Here, try one.
Reggie Wonka has divided the Central Time team. We have one big dislike and one moderate like. Your thoughts on the new Wonka movie?
Wow. I like this. I thought it was imaginative. It was a different take. And I think it's absolutely going to resonate with people of all ages, actually. I think kids of all ages. Wow, people didn't like it? I like this.
Well, I don't want to name names, but executive producer Dean Knetter was a big no on this one. Oh, I named the name. Darn it. Here's another. Oh, go ahead. Yeah, make the case for people who aren't, you know, Grinches that they might like this Wonka movie.
Yeah. I think what they did here is that they had this young guy who set out to the big city to try to realize his dreams. And this is a realize your dreams movie. And I think that it'll resonate with a lot of people. And if you don't leave, I'd ask Dean, did he at least leave wanting some chocolate? And if you did, it did its job.
Dean came in wanting chocolate. That's an easy one. Here's another remake coming out now. Christmas Day, this is coming up. 1985's The Color Purple, adapted from Alice Walker's novel. Want to give a listen to Oprah Winfrey, a producer on the film. She sets up a little clip here, too, I think.
There's nothing that's been more important or vital to me culturally, artistically, than The Color Purple. It is a solid base of spiritual and emotional power for me. Every woman and man who has been invisible, who has felt unseen and unvalued, this is their story.
Today, our teacher taught us about a place called Africa. Our mamas come from Queens over there. You know what that means? We? Royalty.
It's Oprah there, and then actress Halle Bailey in the movie itself. A remake of Color Purple. Reggie, what do you think? Why now, and are you looking forward to this one?
So it's not a remake. It's a
totally re-adaptation.
And the reason it's not a remake, though, is that the musical wasn't a remake. It was a different look at this at the book. And what they did here is they really pulled from the musical and added some things. This has more it's giving the characters more imagination, and it's going into it goes a little bit deeper into some of the themes for the movie. So if you had to ask Blitz, who was the writer director, he would say it's not a remake, and Oprah definitely would say it's not a remake. So I want to put that out there.
I don't want Oprah mad at me, Reggie. So thank you.
Oh man, you don't want Oprah mad at you. I'm gonna tell you, I did not want to see another version of this movie because I felt that the classic was the classic. And after seeing the movie, I went out to LA to see it. This is a Herculean achievement. It will make you say that they own this. It's all like singing a Dionne Warwick song and owning it, and people forgetting that it was a Dionne Warwick song. This was done really, really well. The actors, I got a chance to interview Taraji P. Henson, Fantasia, and Danielle, and they really put their heart into this. This is a must-see movie. I encourage people to check this one out over the holidays. You will cry, but you will come out uplifted as well.
Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Tim is with us in Viroqua. Tim, what movie is on your mind?
Well, it's Napoleon, and I'm interested in what your guest review of that movie is. My review is Napoleon, the movie, ironically, would have been better were it shorter.
Thanks a lot for that capsule review, Tim. Reggie, have you seen this one?
Yeah, I think that Hollywood is getting carried away with these movies that are long movies, and I can't disagree with that at all. Is that how do you need 30, 40 more minutes to tell that story? Could you condense it down? Some of these movies, including, we'll get into movies like Oppenheimer and Killers of the Flower Moon, these movies get to be pretty darn long. And I'm going to tell you, at my age, I'm going to need a bathroom break.
Tim, thanks a lot for that call. Hey, let's get into some of the, award fodder. You know, half of Barbenheimer is up for a lot. Barbie is actually up for some the comedy category, I think, in the Golden Globes, or I can't remember which one. Your thoughts on some of the top contenders around award season now?
Yeah. So looking at what has been nominated so far from the AFI, the Golden Globes, and the Critics' Choice Awards, which I'm a member of, there are seven movies that stand out that everybody kind of agrees that are the top of the heap. And that's Barbie and Killers of the Flower Moon, as well as Oppenheimer. So those are really like the three front runners. What I'll say is that Barbie is probably the most different movie for Hollywood. I think Killers of the Flower Moon and Oppenheimer are the types of films from a theatrical perspective, meaning people say that these people really acted in the movie. When you look at Barbie, they might get dismissed somewhat because the lighter a film. But Barbie is going to do really, really well, I think, just across the board. There's some other movies like The Holdovers, which I would also say is a good holiday movie because we talked about holiday movies. Hopefully people will go out and see The Holdovers as well. Then there's Maestro, Past Lives, Poor Things, and American Fiction. So those are the top seven movies that are out there from the critics so far.
We'll dig into a couple of those movies coming up. We are wrapping up the year in movies with Reggie Ponder, also known as Reggie the Real Critic. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Is there a favorite movie you've seen over this last year, or one that is on your radar that you maybe need a nudge to actually go check it out? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our talk with Reggie Ponder, a.k.a. The Real Critic. He's resident critic for Vocalo Radio in Chicago and Garfield Lawndale Voice Chicago. Looking at some of the best movies of 2023, new releases, maybe some award-likely candidates. You could join in with yours at 800-642-1234. If you have a movie to recommend from this year or a movie you're wondering about that's maybe just coming out or just about to come out, let us know. 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. All right, I want to check out some of those other contenders. And this is a good one because it's also a new release just about to come out, I think, later this week. Tell us about American Fiction before we get to a little taste of it.
Yeah, American Fiction stars Jeffrey Wright as a professor who obviously has to write books because you have to publish. And his books are not doing that well. He goes to a conference. He finds out that There's another author, black author, who's doing really, really well. And she's doing well with a book that is he believes is nonsense. And he believes that is not literary greatness. And the question is, does he stoop to the level and start to write that kind of book? Or does he keep his morals and continue to write the types of books that he thinks he should write?
Let's give a listen to Jeffrey Wright as the author of Thelonious Ellison in American Fiction.
Excuse me, Ned, do you have any books by the writer Thelonious Ellison?
Yeah, this way. Here you go.
Right. Yeah. Wait a minute, why are these books here?
I'm not sure. I would imagine that this author, Ellison, is black.
That's me, Ellison.
Yeah.
He is me, and he and I are black.
Oh, bingo.
No bingo, Ned. These books have nothing to do with African-American studies. They're just literature. The blackest thing about this one is the ink.
I don't decide what sections the books go in, and no one here does. That's how chain stores work.
Right. Ned, you don't make the rules.
I'm just gonna put them back after you leave.
Don't you dare, Ned. Do not you dare.
All right, Reggie. Jeffrey Wright is one of those actors who's like, I always like seeing him, right? He's always good and stuff. This is a starring role for him. What do you make of American Fiction?
Yeah, this is a very provocative, a funny, a sad movie as well. It's funny in that it makes a commentary on fiction, on the literary industry. It's sad in that the commentary is pretty accurate in terms of what the industry wants to promote and push forth and how they look at black authors. But this is not a black movie. This is a movie I think that everyone should see. And it's really interesting, very, very funny, and very witty. A great job with a star cast. Leslie Uggams actually makes a star appearance. I just want to mention her, even though there are a lot of other good stars there, that Leslie Uggams doesn't get that much shine. So just want to mention that she was in this movie as well.
George on Facebook brings up the movie Maestro, and that is on your list as well as the in the award categories. Tell us a little bit about Maestro.
This film, your guy Bradley Cooper, and I'm just going to call him your guy because if he should be everybody's guy, he worked on this movie I think for 7 years, and it really chronicles the lifelong relationship of the conductor composer Leonard Bernstein and actress Felicia Montegre, and it's just a towering performance. And I will tell you, Carey Mulligan in this film as his wife she's fantastic. This is a really, really good film. I don't know if all the parts equal to the award-winning part of that, meaning it's the best film of the year, but the acting is good, the music is good, all the parts are good in this film. Good job. I think this is absolutely worth checking out.
I like Bradley Cooper in the TV show Alias. I don't know if that makes him my guy or not, though. You also mentioned, Reggie, the movie The Holdovers, and I don't feel like this one's gotten as much attention, at least not as much advertising, as some of these other big names. Tell us a little bit about The Holdovers.
So Paul Giamatti stars as this teacher, a history teacher, but he's a very, very cranky history teacher. None of the kids
wait.
Like him.
Paul Giamatti plays a cranky guy?
Yeah.
He's really stretching, man.
There you go. And none of the students like him, but he gets the short end of the draw and has to stay over with the kids who can't go home for some reason. Either their parents are not there, or they got to go overseas, or whatever. And he has to stay there with the head of the cooking department, the food service department, him and another student, and they end up learning more about each other. It is a really smart movie, and when people walk away from it, they'll see a lot of themselves in it, and they'll see individuals also revealing themselves. So Divine Joy Randolph plays the head of the food service there, And she and Paul Giamatti are really great together. And then newcomer Dominic Sessa is the student who has to stay over. And they all have some different issues. This is absolutely a holiday movie, and I think a one to see. You'll come out of it talking about it for sure.
And then, Reggie, you've got some movies that were big hits over the year, but obviously not everybody saw them. Give us a couple that we should catch up on if we missed them in 2023.
So if you miss anything, please just go make sure you see this year, It's a Wonderful Life. That's all I want to say. I just make sure you see It's a Wonderful Life, my favorite movie. So, but other blockbusters that you might want to see is that John Wick Chapter 4. You might want to see, I'm forgetting the other one that I want to tell you.
Well, you gave us a little list. One of them dealing with the complicated issue of artificial intelligence, Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning, Part 1.
That one. And I would absolutely stream that at home. I would check that one out as well. And of course, you have those some animation films in there. But I think what most people are going to do this, and maybe you don't do this, but a lot of people are going to be watching those Christmas movies on Hallmark, Lifetime, BET, all these channels who have gotten into the Christmas business and have probably like 50 different love movies out there for you to see.
Reggie, we'll leave it there. Thanks, as always, for joining us again. A happy holidays and have a good new year.
Happy holidays. Thanks again.
That's Reggie Ponder, resident critic for Vocalo Radio. You can find him on social media at The Real Critic. Talk to him about the year in movies, some new releases, and his picks for January awards shows as well. Coming up tomorrow here on Central Time, diversity, equity, and inclusion programs have been made into political targets in Wisconsin and beyond. What are they, and what do they actually do? We'll dig into the history of DEI and how it's been put into practice in colleges and businesses. And has the quality of our clothing gotten worse over time? Check out the impact of fast fashion and other trends that may shorten the lifespan of the clothing that we wear. That and more coming up tomorrow here on Central Time on the Ideas Network.